Gondor and the Heirs of Anarion. There were 31 kings in Gondor, after Anarion, who was slain before the Barad-dûr. The war never ceased on their borders. For more than 1,000 years the Dúnedain of the south grew in wealth and power by land and sea, until the reign of Atarnatar the II, who was called Alcarin the Glorious. Yet the signs of decay had then already appeared, for the high men of the south married late, and their children were few. The first childless king was Falastur, and the second, Narmakil the I, the son of Atarnatar Alcarin. It was Osterhair, the seventh king, who rebuilt Minas Anor, where afterwards the kings dwelt in summer rather than in Osgiliath. In his time, Gondor was first attacked by wild men out of the east. But Tarostar, his son, defeated them and drove them out, and took the name of Romendakil, East Victor. He was, however, later slain in battle with fresh hordes of Easterlings. Turambar, his son, avenged him, and won much territory eastwards. With Tarannon, the 12th king, began the line of the ship-kings, who built navies and extended the sway of Gondor along the coasts west and south of the mouths of Anduin. To commemorate his victories as captain of the hosts, Tarannon took the crown in the name of Falastur, lord of the coasts. Eärnil the I, his nephew, who succeeded him, repaired the ancient haven of Pelagia and built a great navy. He laid siege by sea and land to Umbar, and took it, and it became a great harbour and fortress of the power of Gondor. The great cape and landlocked firth of Umbar had been Númenórean land since days of old, but it was a stronghold of the king's men, who were afterwards called the Black Númenóreans, corrupted by Sauron, and who hated above all the followers of Elendil. After the fall of Sauron, their race swiftly dwindled or became merged with the men of Middle-earth. But they inherited, without lessening their hatred of Gondor. Umbar, therefore, was only taken at great cost. But Eärnil did not long survive his triumph. He was lost with many ships and men in the great storm of Umbar. Cirriandil, his son, continued the building of ships. But the men of Harad, led by the lords that had been driven from Umbar, came up with great power against the stronghold, and Cirriandil fell in battle in Haradwaith. For many years Umbar was invested, but could not be taken because of the sea power of Gondor. Cirriarhe, son of Cirriandil, bided his time, and at last, when he had gathered strength, he came down from the north by sea and by land. And crossing the river Harnin, his armies utterly defeated the men of Harad, and their kings were compelled to acknowledge the overlordship of Gondor. Cirriarhe then took the name of Hiamendakil, South Victor.